Holding On. Collecting music for my child's dance class, I came across that song we danced to. Swirling disco ball shards of light electronic sound effects, and the scent of my first girlfriend's neck came back, with the feel of her waist on my hand, and that first tentative kiss and glance at her chest. The many years since her death had evaporated her memory to a few odd wisps snagged on the overbuilt street corners of our old hometown. And now, years and children away, we were dancing to that song, her ghost and I. In bed, I explained my tears to my current girlfriend, and she told me that there was an exact Japanese word for that feeling. And I hated her for that. The tears and loss, the bright eyes remembered, the mystery of wooing and wells of recriminations, the odd corners of memory, and oblique view of lips like a rose kissed by sunshine. And there is a word for that? An archaeologist friend who spoke several dead languages from the ancient kingdoms around Mesopotamia laughed and told me the word that expressed the pointless sadness for wistful memories snatched away in the face of onrushing eternity. I cursed her too as she kissed away my frown. I contemplated deleting this poem, dear reader, rather than cause you pain. But I leave it to you to judge your own strength in the face of the exact words, which I shall not say.